high schools across Massachusetts are grappling with teen vaping. WBUR's Carrie Young checked in on one community to see what it's doing to get ahead of an issue that many are calling a runaway train.
If you ask high school students in Massachusetts about electronic cigarette use or vaping, they'll tell you it's everywhere.
In the bathroom, you'll always see kids hitting jewels. You'll always see packs of pods in the trash cans at our school. You'll always see pods on the ground. It's just like, it screams at you.
The Juul he's talking about is a popular brand of e-cigarette. Pods are the containers filled with nicotine you put inside.
Such a quick thing. You can go to like the school bathroom, just like have a little fun for a second and then go back to class.
This is Victor, a teenager in Newton. We're only using his middle name because he's 17. You have to be 21 to buy tobacco products in Massachusetts. Victor has been vaping for almost 2 years now. He says he started out as an occasional user because it was fun and he liked some of the flavors, like mango. But today he admits he's addicted.
I'll always have it next to me. I'll always have it with me. I'll never have an empty pod. If my pod's almost empty, I'll have an extra pod on me.
Teen vaping isn't new. It's been happening since e-cigarettes came on the market in the early 2000s. But in the last 2 years, the trend skyrocketed. Nationally, the CDC says teen e-cigarette use went up 77% between 2017 and 2018.
I mean, all of this came within just a matter of months.
Henry Turner is the principal at Newton North High School.
You know, I think at first we didn't know, was this marijuana, is this tobacco?
Initially, the school's response was punitive.
When we were caught by surprise, we did not have a great plan for a proactive approach.
But soon, officials realized that just suspending kids wasn't enough to make a dent.
I think that one of the things that we're finding is that this is an addiction issue.
Which is why the Newton community has launched multiple new efforts in the last year and a half. They're introducing anti-vaping lessons to the district's middle school health class now.
We are educating the faculty, showing devices. We go to parent nights.
Jody Cohen is an anatomy teacher at Newton North. She also heads up the school's committee on substance use. She says the school even hired an improv group made up of people recovering from substance use disorders to talk to the students about addiction. And Newton isn't alone. In Plymouth, public schools recently added extra-sensitive smoke alarms in the bathrooms. And over in Holbrook, they took off the door to the boys' bathroom near the cafeteria and set a two-person limit. But will any of that work? It depends.
Fear alone is usually not an effective strategy.
Margie Skier is the director of the health communications program at Tufts University. She says simply telling people to quit something because it's not healthy almost never works. Effective campaigns target the things that people value. For teenagers, that means
things like independence, control, to an extent, vanity is important to them. And right now, what's of value to them, too, in this current generation is sort of collective good and some social justice-related things.
Ann Skier says it can't just be a one-off. The message has to come from multiple angles, from school assemblies to social media. And there are a lot of people who say the companies making e-cigarettes need to step up, too. Juul is facing several lawsuits. A recent one filed by the Northeastern Public Health Institute argues Juul is using deceptive marketing to teens. Juul wouldn't agree to a taped interview, but sent a written statement saying, quote, no young person or non-nicotine user should ever try Juul. They're also supporting national efforts to increase the nicotine buying age. And the company recently dropped their Instagram and Facebook accounts in the U.S. But right now, there are still thousands of kids who just can't seem to stop. Like Victor.
It's just an addiction right now. There's nothing else benefiting me for it.
Victor says he wants to quit, but finding the tools to do that successfully is hard. You have to be 18 to get nicotine gum or patches in Massachusetts.
I would say don't start. It's not worth it.
His school has offered some help. One of the counselors there is tasked with helping students beat their nicotine addiction. She's trying strategies that have been shown to help people stop smoking cigarettes, like guided meditations or giving kids something to do with their hands. But this increase in teen vaping is still really new, and it could be another year or more until researchers really know what will work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.